This audio is brought to you by Muslim Central. Please consider donating to help cover our running costs and future projects by visiting www.muslimcentral.com/donate.
على آله وصحبه أجمعين وبعد يروي الإمام مسلم في صحيحه عن أبي ذر الغفاري رضي الله عنه قال. The hadith tonight, collection Imam Muslim, right to us by Abu Dharr. And the theme of the significance of invocation or dhikr is what I'm going to conclude, inshallah, over the next couple of khawatir. I want to get maybe 15 hadith in total, and you know, to encourage, inshallah, this act of worship, this important act, aspect of our of our rituals and our deen, where Abu Dharr says, "Qala ata Rasul Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam unasun faqalu," that the Prophet alaihi wasallam, some people came to him. Now there were people who were very financially poor, like they didn't have a lot of wealth, they were fuqara. So they came and said, "Ya Rasulullah, dhahaba ahlu ad-duthuri bil ujur yusalluna kama nusalli wa yasumuna kama nasum wa yatasaddaquna bi fuduli amwalihim." He said, "Ahlu ad-duthur," which is a way to talk about people who are wealthy. Ad-dithar is the piece of clothing that you wear on top, it's like a jacket. So back then, you couldn't afford more than one piece of clothing. So people wore two pieces of clothing, and they were well off. And the majority of Muslims couldn't afford it. So he said, "Ahlul Duthur," the people who can wear two pieces of clothing, "Dhahabu bil Ujur," they're taking all of the ajr. They're getting all of the good deeds. They pray the way we pray, and they fast the way we fast, and then they give sadaqah with their wealth, and we have nothing to give. فَقَالَ عَلَيْهِ الصَّلَاةُ وَالسَّلَامُ ألا تستطيعون أن تتصدقوا؟ Why can't you give صدقة؟ ألا إن بكل تسبيحة صدقة وبكل تهليلة صدقة وبكل تحميدة صدقة وبكل تكبيرة صدقة وأمر بالمعروف صدقة ونهي عن المنكر صدقة. So the Prophet عليه الصلاة والسلام said, يعني, why can't you give صدقة? When you say takbir, Allahu Akbar, that's a sadaqah. When you say subhanallah, it's a sadaqah. When you say la ilaha illallah, it's a sadaqah. When you say alhamdulillah, it's a sadaqah. When you encourage goodness, it's a sadaqah. When you discourage evil, it's a sadaqah. ثم قال وفي بضعي أحدكم صدقة. And even when you go and you have relations with your wife, it's a sadaqah. So the, يعني, yes. So some of the guys like, "Ya Rasulallah, أَيَأْتِي أَحَدُنَا شَهْوَتَهُ يَكُونُ لَهُ فِي ذَلِكَ أَجْرٌ." Yani one of us will approach his shahwa, will do something that yani he desires, and you'll get ajr. قَالَ أَرَأَيْتَ لَوْ وَضَعَهَا فِي حَرَامٍ أَلَا يَكُونُ عَلَيْهِ وِزْرٌ. If look at the same person, if he was to go and perform the same act in haram way, in zina, would he not get wizr? Would he not get sin? فَقَالُوا بَلَى. قَالَ فَإِنَّ لَهُ فِيهَا إِذْ جَعَلَهَا فِي الْحَلَالِ أَجْرٌ. And if he goes and he does that in a halal way, then he gets ajr. And this is obviously is a whole different aspect of the hadith that I'm not going to get into too much detail with right now. But they did that. They took this hadith from the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam. This is the end of the narration in Muslim. In the narration of Ahmad, it's a little bit more longer. Where they took this and they said, "Okay, Ya Rasulullah." So they go and they start doing tasbih and tahmid and tahleel and takbir and al-ma'ruf and al-munkar. And then, yani all the people, the two jacket people, they hear about it. So they start doing the same thing. So they come back to the Prophet and say, "Ya Rasulullah, sami'a ikhwanuna min ahli ad-duthuri bima akhbartana." They heard about what you told us. "Fafa'alu kama naf'al." Now they're doing the same. Now they're doing tahmid and tahleel and takbir and they're doing the abu ma'ruf. So how do we get ahead? "Faqala sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, dhalika fadlullah yu'tihi man yasha." I can't change Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's fadl. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's bounty upon people is his bounty upon people. If he gave them more, he gave them more. Yani your perseverance will make up for it, but I can't give you anything more than I've given you. And the concept here is that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sees the action of takbir and tahmid and tahleel and istighfar and tasbih, all of these beautiful words that come out of your mouth where you exalt Allah, you magnify, you show gratitude, these words have value. They have a lot of value because it shows that you have a focus, that you have direction, that there is one that matters to you more than all others, and that you are in what you really own in this life is not your possessions. What you really have in your life is your mental capacity, what you focus on, what you think about, what you give your emotions to. That's really you. Like that's what's very valuable from you. Everything else, your money is just—it's not even yours to begin with, and it comes and goes in life anyways, and it's not that meaningful. It's really your affection. your emotion, your love, that's what's you, and that's the most valuable thing that you have to offer. That freedom of thought, that the opinion, the time, your time, where you decide to spend, who you decide to spend your time with, that's you, and that's the most valuable thing that you've got. That's your capital. Everything else is wallahi, doesn't matter. No one's going to remember when you're dead, what you wore, and what car you owned, and where you lived. And no one cares about this stuff and how much you had. And this doesn't mean anything. What they remember are the other stuff. How you were, how you made them feel, right? That's what is stuck. That's what's left. Allah knows that's the most valuable thing about you. So he's asking for his fair share of it. He's asking for his fair share of it. He gave you it, so give some back of it. He gave you that consciousness, so have some of that consciousness focused on him. Just for this relationship to be meaningful. Say la ilaha illallah and mean it. Say subhanallah and mean it. Say alhamdulillah and mean it. Say Allahu Akbar and mean it. So that's there. Because that's what you, that's the most valuable thing. Yes, give your wealth and put your, but this is the most valuable thing that you've got. So offer it to him. As you should offer it to those whom he commanded you, like your parents and your spouse and your children. And it's a very important piece that he explains, alayhi salatu wasalam. I hope that was a benefit. You know, Muslim fi sahihihi an Abi Dharr radiyallahu anhu qal, أتى رسول الله صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم أناس فقالوا ذهب أهل الدثور بالأجور يا رسول الله وقالوا يصلون كما نصلي ويصومون كما نصوم ويتصدقون بفضول أموالهم فقال عليه الصلاة والسلام ألا تستطيعون أن تتصدقوا ألا إن بكل تسبيحة صدقة وبكل تهليلة صدقة وبكل تحميدة صدقة وبكل تكبيرة صدقة وأمر بالمعروف صدقة ونهي عن المنكر صدقة وفي بضع أحدكم صدقة قال يا رسول الله أيأتي أحدنا شهوته يكون له فيها أجر فقال أرأيت لو وضعها في حرام ألا يكون عليه وزر فكذلك إذا وضعها في حلال يكون له فيها أجر صدق رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم الحمد لله لا إله إلا أنت استغفرك وأتوب إليك وصلى الله وسلم